If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Jody R.R. Smith is a friend of the show. She is our etiquette.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Expert, she is the person behind Manor Smith. Jody, have you ever encountered something like that where someone gives you a pretty nice gift that you didn't see coming and you're standing there empty-handed? What do you do?
Of course this has happened to me. This has happened to everyone. And the inclination for most people is to be so embarrassed that you don't have a gift to give in return. And what you should be doing is focusing on the fact that they gave you something. So you are going to appreciate their friendship and their kindness. You're going to thank them. If it's appropriate, you can open the presents at that point in time and thank them again. If it's not appropriate, you're going to take it home and open it there and then thank them in a thank you note. But that doesn't end the interaction. Now you need to make a little mental note that this person went above and beyond for you. And whether it's you happen to see some flowers and you pick it up for them, or you have a nice bottle of wine the next time you go to their house, or maybe you do a little bit extra when it's their birthday, or even you remember for the whole year and the next holiday gift-giving season, you make sure to have something for them. The worst thing you could do is to run to your closet, find something that you can quickly shove in a gift bag and hand it to them as if you had originally planned to give that to them.
Okay, now, Jody, I can imagine that you have a little notebook that you keep notes on everything like this. Most of us are just caught empty-handed, but one of our texters just said, Lisa, I wrap a few edibles, maybe wine gifts. I leave them in my trunk just in case there is somebody else at the party. Is that appropriate?
You certainly can do that. First of all, I want to make sure edibles, she means like homemade cookies, not something else. Because
not
can
cannabis?
Have multiple meetings. We do want to be careful about being clear. But, yeah, sure, you could always have some of those benign things, like some gourmet cookies, some beeswax candles, and some beautiful stationery or note cards. If that's what feels good to you, you definitely can do that. But you don't have to. And that's what I want your listeners to know, is that relationship. You're not looking at a relationship as a quid pro quo. You give me something, I give you something back at that exact moment in time. Sometimes relationships wax and wane. Sometimes one person gives a little bit more, and then another time the other person gives a little bit more. So it's about making sure that over time things balance out.
Steve, who is our news anchor, was talking about leaving the garbage person a tip, and somebody said, I'm a garbage man. If you tape the tip on your can, make sure you tape it on the top of the lid near the handle. Do not put it on the side or the front because people driving by will see it and they'll take it. What is the appropriate way to tip that person, Jody? And how much do you tip them?
How much is really going to be up to you. Anywhere, sliding scale from $20 to $100, depends on your trash, depends on how much you go over your limit on trash. But these are people that, if they were not doing their jobs, our lives would be miserable. So one of the things that I've done in the neighborhoods that I live in is, because I have a little more flexibility with my schedule, usually the garbage collectors come around the same time on the same day all the time, and I will actually speak to a number of my neighbors, and I will collect envelopes. I don't collect the actual money. They put the money in the card, they sign it and seal it, and then they give it to me, and then when I hear the truck coming down the street, I run out and give them the entire collection I give to the person so that you don't have to worry. But you are correct. If it happens to be in a more populated area, tape it somewhere that is not easy for passerbys to see, but very easy for the garbage people to be able to see. Or if you really live in a precarious neighborhood, find out the name of your garbage collector and mail it to them, usually to their workplace, and that way the people at the office can hold it and put it in their box and give it to them when they get there. That's the end of the shift.
Okay, so as you know, this time of year, everybody's like, okay, I got to tip a doorman if I live in a building. I have to tip the person that does my hair, person that cleans my house, the dog groomer. The list goes on and on. And you have a general theme about how you tip these people, correct? There's no price that you put on it. Tell people about how they come to that conclusion as to what they should be tipping.
Well, what I want people to do is to look at the people that are making their life easier all year long. So these are the people that you hire, the house cleaners, the people that do your gardens and mow your lawns, the people that shovel your walkways, the people that do your nails, your hair, the people that do your kids' things for you. Look at all of these people, and these are the people that you should be tipping at the end of the year. And what I like to do for the regularly scheduled people, so let's say I have a housekeeper that comes every week to clean my house. That's somebody that I can give the same amount that I usually give at the end for that particular week. I give them an additional that amount at the end of the year. Or if I have somebody who is my dog walker, some weeks it's more often, some weeks it's less often, I will actually compute how much I've paid them since January through the end of the year. I do 10% of that, and I give them that. So I want people to be able to think about ranges, think about the things that they're doing, think about how valuable this person is to them, and then I want you to tip generously.
Okay. I follow what you say. And Mannersmith.com, that's where we can find you, right?
Yes, and people can even send me their etiquette emergency questions.
Oh, that's nice. And you always reply.
I do. If it gets to me, I always reply.
Okay, that's Jody R.R. Smith. It's Mannersmith.com. Merry Christmas, Jody.
Thank you. I wish everyone, all of your listeners, a very happy holiday season and a great new year.
Thank you so much. And then I just caught myself thinking, Jody, do I dare say Merry Christmas because I don't know what holiday you celebrate? Is that inappropriate?
Happy Holidays usually covers everybody, but I don't think there is any malice if somebody's saying something. If you get the wrong holiday, if they don't celebrate Kwanzaa, people usually will take it with the spirit it was delivered in, which is of joy and happiness.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.